No man knows the mind of God. Angels. We're studying about angels. And by the way, this is 6,200 sermons that I've preached and recorded sermons that I've preached in my ministry. I am sure I preached well over 10,000, but this is the 62nd hundred that I have recorded. And I think the 230th this year, somewhere around there. And that works out to about one sermon every 20 hours. I've been busy this year. Last year I did 307. So it was even more last year. 6,200 sermons. I hope from the bottom of my heart that these messages have glorified God and have furthered His kingdom with them all over the world now. Angels. What does the word angel mean in Hebrew? How do you say that in Hebrew, Brother Roger? Malak. And Malak means what? Messenger or servant. All right, what does a cherubim mean? There's a different orders of angels. What are they? It means wind. How about seraphim? That means fire and power. Cherubim also means to cover, to protect. There are archangels. Archangels mean literally what? Archangels. Archangels, that is a Greek word, by the way. Arch means what? First, head. Head angels. What is the word for head in Hebrew, brother? Rosh. Say, oh boy. See, do you hear this? Rosh. Page 912 in a Brown Driver and Briggs. Okay? Rosh 912 in Brown Driver and Briggs. Rosh means head or first. And we have angels. Angels were not created as a progressive race. Did you hear that? Sharon, did you ever hear me say that before?
No. I'm writing it down.
All right, I thought I'd throw something different at you. Angels were not created as a progressive race, as man is. Angels were created all at once. Adam stands as the head of the human race, and our lives all emanate from Adam. Angels were not supposed to procreate, even though they did, as we know. We prove that from scriptures, whether people believe it or not, it's there. Angels were all individually responsible to God. Angels sinned because they wanted to. Mankind sins because it is in him to sin. We are all of Adam's blood, and in Adam's blood is the sin in the human race, isn't it? Now, Jesus didn't have any of Adam's blood in him, did he? No. Not Adam's blood. He had the blood of God and the form of a woman. The form was given to him by the woman. He was a man, of course. Always, the word theos, decline that word theos for me, would you please? Theos. The Omicron sigma on the end tells you what? It's nominative, singular, masculine. So God is masculine. God is masculine. Now, we're going to talk about the work and the destiny of angels. The work and the destiny of angels. Angels are servants of God, aren't they? We have good angels and we have bad angels. The bad angels are not servants of God, are they? They oppose God. Now, we know that angels have ministered to men, and the angels have talked to men, angels have appeared to men, and we know that angels may have appeared to us at times that we don't even know about. Yes. Marilyn was so abused all of her life when she met somebody that was normal, almost. me. And I was kind to her. And every, the first couple of 3 months, it was this, are you an angel? Or are you a human? She couldn't believe that somebody would be just want to be kind to her because they wanted to be kind to her. She always thought that she had to merit somebody's care or buy their attention. She did not know anything else in her life. She never knew the love of a mother or the love of a father at all. Angels can be your worst enemy, or angels can be your best friend. Is that right? Have you ever had angels and spirits leading you into temptation and going the wrong directions? Have you ever been protected by an angel that you think you might have been protected or guarded? Those are both valid things. Angels have delivered God's people, as they did Peter and Paul. Paul the apostle had been stoned, hadn't he? And killed. And God sent him back. He said in 2 Corinthians, he said, I knew a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, was caught up into the third heaven. Muhammad, you're wrong. There aren't seven. The third heaven. And he saw things that were not explainable in human language and not permitted, not lawful in human language. We have angels that let Peter out of prison. We had angels that walked around in the fiery furnace and protected the free Hebrew children. We have an angel that went in and stopped the mouth of the lion when Daniel was in the lion's den. The Lord said, you are Peter, a little stone, but upon this gigantic foundational rock, I will be building my church. I shall keep on building my church. And the gates of hell shall not wrestle her down. The gates of hell shall not be able to wrestle her down. And we see in church history all types of deception. And a evolution of theology. And yet we see God's churches trotting, walking along all the time. Many times underground. If you're a Christian in China today, you better be underground. Or you will be underground. Simple as that. Same thing in Russia so many times. Saudi Arabia. Wow. And everybody say hi to Marna in Australia. Hello, Marna in Australia. She went and migrated from South Africa to Australia. Many people have migrated. The Baptists migrated. What we call the Paulicians and what became the Mennonites and the Amish, they migrated from where? Turkey. And they went back up in the hills, the valleys of the Piedmont, back up into the Alps and hid out. And then we know the Catholic Church went in there and killed a whole mess of them and burned. They didn't want to allow the Bible. I guarantee you, any false religion doesn't want to have to deal with the Bible. They burned some of the original autographs. They said they had some of the original autographs in the Bible. Of course, it was in Koine Greek. They burned them, killed them, cannibalized them. And the Lord said, the gates of hell shall not be able to wrestle her down. Lo, I'll be with you unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. Pay attention. It's not go ye therefore, isn't it? After you've been scattered out, make disciples. What do you do with disciples? You dip them, you baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And lo, I'll be with you when? Until the end of the age. So we know that this is going to happen. And how is this taking place? By the work of spirits and angels. Now, as we go on, we're on 204, we're on 205, and quickly going through, angels procure judgment upon people many times. They bring judgment. Angels bring death at times. Angels to a child of God, when you die Angels to a child of God, when you die, angels come and carry you. They come and carry you into the bosom of God. They come and take you there. When a lost person dies, evidently he is escorted to Hades today. I don't know who those escorts are, but they're probably angels. Maybe they're fallen angels. Maybe they are God's angels procuring judgment. There's future ministry of angels in that they will not only guide us here, and we see there, if you look at this, you'll see the two cherubim here. By the way, cherub is singular. Cherubim is plural. And most of the time it talks about cherubim, it's plural. Here we have two. I believe when you are conceived, there are two angels that witness your conception. That when you're born again, two angels witness your birth, your second birth. They witness your first birth. Jesus, in the Gospel of Mark, around the 10th chapter, it says that Jesus gathered the little children and closed them and held his arms upon them and blessed them. And he says, for such is the kingdom of God. More to it than that. Brother Madden used to tell me, Brother Madden was a hard man, but he had more horse sense than anybody that I've ever known. He said, God is going to get glory over everything. He said, even all them Muslim babies that die before the age of accountability, it is a gift of God. If they grow up, they're going to go to hell. All the Mormons' babies, all of those babies in the Hindu world that die by the millions every year. Thank God they're dead because they got to be in the arms of their Maker. God wins, doesn't he? Brother Madden said to me, he said, I believe there's going to be a whole lot more people in heaven than it is in hell, and it's by that very decree right there that these babies are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why. God shall still inhabit heaven with more than there is in hell. Muhammad said that Allah created hell to be inhabited by humans, and like God was vicious and he created men to go to hell. He created angels to go to hell. God didn't create one angel to go to hell, did he? Did he ever create anything bad in his life? Did he ever create one reprobate person? Self-created because of the rejection. Jesus Christ died for how many men? Only the elect? All mankind, especially us, those that believe. He died for all mankind, but especially for us. But not only for ours only, but for the whole entire world. It said, holein cosmo. We see that. And many superlapsarian, what we might call hyper-Calvinist churches, it is said they don't give an invitation because they don't want the non-elect having a false sense of security and maybe come forward. If you really want to get down to the straight of it, as a primitive Baptist, there were Seventh-day Baptists, and there's primitive Baptists, what we call hard-shell Baptist, five-point Calvinist Baptist. They won't send out a missionary. They won't take a dime for mission. They won't send out missionaries. They say, God is going to call his elect and there is nothing they can do about it. They will walk in the church. And one day they will know. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have an experience of grace, there's a time in your life when the Lord convicted you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. If you didn't call upon the Lord to save your soul, I would say that you, I don't care if you go to church or what you do, there better be a time in your life when you did that. Yes.
I got a question on those hard shell guys. How do they, Jesus went out for 3.5 years. He sent out his disciples. Then they were sent out, they were dispersed even further. I mean, they don't have to do any of that. I mean, it seems to me.
Well, you remember. Remember what?
I know what they're thinking.
Yeah, remember the decrees. Remember their decrees.
Yeah, no, that's why. I mean, how do they square that with what Jesus obviously did, with the disciples obviously did, with the church history?
It was only for the elect. Always. And the word all only means the elect. Then the word entire only means the elect. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that's only for the elect. Remember, the first decree of superlapsarian is what? The decree to damn and to elect. To create the reprobate and create the elect. God does not create reprobates. He does not do that. He doesn't create anything that is... It may become evil, what he created, but it becomes evil because of what? Of volition. Muhammad didn't believe that. He believed that God created the reprobate. That he created hell to be inhabited. And he was going to fill it up. He created people to fill it up. God uses evil angels sometimes, doesn't he? Why? We find out in the book of Jude that when some angels left their administrative grounds, that God put some of those evil ones, probably the ones from Michael's realm, they went into the what is called the bottomless pit under Sophon Scotia, deep darkness. But he's going to turn them out for a while. He's going to use them, isn't he? They're going to be out. They're going to be turned loose from the bottomless pit there in the tribulation period. The work of evil angels. Sometimes they're sent to trouble wicked people. Sometimes they're sent by Satan, working with him, to endeavor to separate believers from Christ. They are also sent to oppose good angels. We find out that in Daniel prayed, when Daniel prayed the very first time, that the angel, God heard him, and he sent Gabriel to him, but Gabriel was opposed by Lucifer. He was opposed by him. And God had to call in Michael and send him down there. Evidently, Michael is bigger and stronger than Lucifer or Satan. Evil spirits and angels can cause mental disorders. Can they not? They can cause mental disorders. They cause moral impurity. They cause drug addiction and alcoholism. In alcohol and in drugs, they're both medicines, aren't they? And they affect the mind, don't they? Does alcohol and drugs affect the mind? Yes. And we know that demons work with them. In the book of Revelation, it calls people would not give up their pharmakia. What's the word pharmakia? What word in English comes from pharmakia? Pharmacy. Their drug abuse and alcoholism. They won't give it up. And they get to go to hell. Evil angels and false spirits distribute false doctrine. don't they? Herbert Armstrong had visions of that he was the only person to ever preach the gospel in 1,800 years. Well, that's kind of contrary to what Jesus said, isn't it? My church will, the gates of hell will not prevail in my church. Joseph Smith said that God was absolutely displeased with all angels, with all religions, and that he had to send Joseph Smith to start the reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Of course, there's all kinds of hellish doctrine in that, isn't there? Doing away with God. It's making every man a god in embryo. Remember what Satan said to the woman? You'll be like gods. Charles Taze Russell. That was greatly inspired to prove that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. Not God the Son. If you want to do away and take people's eternal life away from them, that they might not have a chance for eternal life, feed them false doctrine. And evil angels and spirits are the inventors and the instigators of false doctrine. The Catholic Church. Look at the evolution of the Catholic Church. Do you think that it was of God? Look at it, the Catholic Church. The Church Catholic began about 325 A.D., didn't it? That's when it was actually named by who? By Constantine the Great, St. Constantine, which the Catholic Church looks upon as an apostle of God. Did you know that? He was infallible. He was infallible. There isn't any men that are infallible, people. Only Jesus Christ. Mariolatry, indulgences, purgatory, all of these things were invented. The Pope was invented. That speaks ex cathedra that will keep on adding to the Bible, and of course they took the Bible away from people and forbid the Bible. And then we have Muhammad. One of the most villainous political leaders. He didn't have a religion, to tell you the truth. It's a political situation with a system of belief. And that system of belief is the imagination. Allah is an imagination of Muhammad's mind. Allah and the Bible, the God of the Bible, are not the same God. I don't care what they say. Allah is the invention of Muhammad. His family worshipped Allah at the Kaaba for hundreds of years before he was born. That was just the big God. And there were many other ones, and I've said this before. All 360 of those gods are idols in the Kaaba. Every one of them was a signature of a tribe that was their patron god. And then the big God stone in the middle of that was a meteorite that fell out of heaven that Muhammad finally decided that was the right hand of Allah. And the only way you can ever get your sins forgiven, that's one of the five pillars of Islam, is to go there and touch that stone so that stone will absorb your sins. And Islam says the most perfect man, the only perfect man that ever lived in the world was Jesus Christ. No. Muhammad. If you read Ibn Ishaq's book, The Life of Muhammad, it's a hard thing to do. That man was vicious, murderer, killer, robber, thief, liar, cheat. Whatever you want to say, all the commandments of God he broke. Every one of them. And to say that he is the most perfect man that ever lived, even above Jesus? And you go to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 and you see how Lucifer was bedecked. And you correspond in the Quran and the Sunnahs and the Ahadiths. And you'll find out Muhammad was describing Satan when he talked about the Baruch and Gabriel. He was sold a bill of goods. He went down off of that mountain when that first when he first this angel appeared to him. He didn't say it was an angel, did he? He said it was a demon that appeared unto him. That it was a demon, and that he was demon possessed. He ran down to his wife, Gehazi, and said, "Cover me, cover me. A demon has appeared to me, and I'm one of those cursed. As a poet, I'm going to be cursed." And you know the story that she set him on her lap and uncovered one thigh and said, "Do you still see me?" And he, "Yep." He uncovered the other thigh and, "Do you still see me?" He said, "Yep." And then she uncovered everything and she said, "Do you see him now?" And he said, "No." And well, that had to be a good angel because demons would enjoy this. The work of demons, that's the work of demons, people. And she convinced Muhammad that he was a prophet of God, and that was the angel Gabriel. Fortune telling, tarot card reading, spiritualism, palm reading, tarot cards, came from where? Palm reading and tarot cards. You remember that, Brother Roger?
Judaism.
Judaism shook hands with the devil too, didn't they? Yeah, they did. And I'm going to tell you something. Just shaking hands with some angel three or four times a day is not going to keep you safe. Good angel. Because they're all out there, aren't they? What does Satan want to do to children of God?
Deceive them
and destroy them. Mess them up. So they can't glorify God. What he can't have, he tries to destroy, isn't it? What he can't have, tries to destroy. Did he try to mess with Jesus? Was it legitimate? Did he actually tempt Jesus? Yeah. Every seance that has some real information in it, every what we call paranormal representative of the other world has actually demon-possessed. I sent one of my messages one time where I talked about this. On several years on television, there were all kinds of programs on how to reach the dead, how to reach the other side, your family that had died and all this stuff. There was something on there all the time. And I didn't know that the people that I sent this message to was watching this every day. They got real insulted when I sent that message to them. I didn't know what their activity was. They got real insulted. They had Catholic background. Catholic background opens you wide open to this stuff, doesn't it? Continuous revelation. Apparitions of Mary. I guarantee if there's ever been an apparition of Mary, it wasn't Mary. Mary wouldn't have anything to do with it. Would she? No, she wouldn't have anything to do with that mess. Mariolatry, the ascension to heaven, all of the doctrines of the Catholic Church that had invented about Mary. All of that is to replace Jesus Christ as our intercessor. It is blasphemy. Mariolatry is blasphemy. It is not worship of God. Burning candles to Mary is not burning candles to God. It's burning candles to the other world. The lost world, the demonic things, the statue of Buddha, does it have power in it? Sure it does. These things are there. Fortune telling, gypsies, all of this. We see all this, all the old werewolf movies and things. You saw them. Always had some gypsy there telling fortune, looking into a crystal ball. Watch those crystal balls. It's not good, is it? Not good. We have true prophecy in the Bible, don't we? But you're not going to have true prophecy out there in the spirit world, are you? It's always tainted. Even if you have truth in it. Even if some paranormal entrepreneur tells you where to find a dead body that the police officer, the sheriff's office is looking for, if they find it there and they find the person that did it, by this paranormal activity, it is not of God. And they'll always say it's of God. Witchcraft. We got black witches and we have white witches. They're all black witches as far as the Bible's concerned, aren't they? There are fallen spirits, which are called demons. There are good spirits, which are called ministering spirits. There are fallen angels, and there are good angels. And there's archangels, and there are Gabriel's realm, there are Michael's realm, and Lucifer's realm, the material, spiritual, and the intellectual or informational realm. If you had a seance and you got any true information, where it would be coming from? Fallen spirits and angels. Probably from Gabriel's realm. The work of Satan. What does the name Satan mean? What does the name Satan mean?
Like deceiver?
What?
Deceiver?
He is a deceiver.
Destroyer?
He is a destroyer. He's called the tempter. The deceiver. He's called the accusing one. He is all these things, isn't he? When we get into this thoroughly, we're going to take my doctrine of the devil. And we're going to look into that by the end of this. Satan lies, he deceives, he tempts, he robs, he harasses, he sifts, he imitates, he smites people with disease, he accuses us. He possesses people by his little imbeciles. He kills people, he devours people. What have you been doing, Satan? Oh, I've been walking to and fro on earth seeking whom I may devour. Peter talks about that, doesn't he? He said, Satan is walking to and fro on the earth seeking whom he may devour. The believer must not allow Satan to gain an advantage over you. We must not be ignorant of his devices. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, Ephesians, sixth chapter, Ephesians, the first chapter, and 1 Peter 5 and 8, John 8, 44, James 4 and 7, Jude 8 and 9, 2 Peter 2 and 10. We see all of this. We see Satan alive and well, isn't he? Satan is alive and well and just doing real good. But one thing about it, one of these days, he's going to be locked up in jail for 1,000 years, isn't he? Then he's going to be turned out. Now, just think about the millennial reign of Christ. There won't be one lost person going to the millennium, will there? Will there be any lost people in the millennium? Go into the millennium from the tribulation period. We find, and I believe that Islam has got a lot to do in the end times. You compare their theology and eschatology with the Bible. What the Bible says is good, Islam says is wrong. What the Islam says is good, the Bible says is wrong. We see an Antichrist. We see the Mahdi. We see the beast. And the false prophet, all of this, we see that in Islam. But Islam says they want the mark of the beast. The Bible says don't take the mark of the beast. The Islam said, I want the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast, according to Islam? There is no God but Allah, and he has no companion, and Muhammad is his prophet, or his apostle. The last apostle. And if you look at these jihadists and everything else, they have it on their heads and on their arms. That very thing. Allah Akbar. God is greater. Allah is greater. Greater than what? Their idea is that he's greater than Jehovah. Satan said, I will ascend in the north part of the earth. I will ascend up there and I will put my throne above God. And according to Muhammad in his night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem. By the way, there wasn't any mosque in Jerusalem either. But he said that was the furthest mosque. He goes there and he ascends from there into the seven heavens. tells all the stories about who was a guardian over this heaven and that heaven and everything else. By the way, there was a false story about seven heavens when Muhammad came along. He heard the story. He didn't invent anything new. We see all this. And what is this? This is demonically inspired. Joseph Smith's ideas were not his own. In his Urim and Thummim that he looked into and to translate those Reformed Egyptian, now we know how to translate Egyptian. Where in the world are they? Let's translate it. We know it by the Rosetta Stone, huh? We found that out. Over there in the millennial reign for 1,000 years, not one person's going to go in there lost, but they're going to be lost period during that, lost people in that millennium, aren't they? There's going to be people that reject God in that millennium, aren't they? 1,000 years. I said one time in my early life, I said, God, if you're there, reveal yourself to me. Because if you're really there, then I want to serve you. He didn't jump out in front of me, but I took his Bible and I began to read his Bible. And there is him revealed to us. He revealed himself to me in his word. And then I told my stepfather, Dale Otto Remling, I said, Dad, I think God wants me to preach. He said, well, you better learn Greek and Hebrew because the Bible wasn't written in English. So I proceeded. And you know the rest of that story. Satan's work. For 1,000 years, Revelation 27 through 90, he's going to be in a bottomless pit, isn't he? Revelation 12, 13 through 17, sent down there. For 1,000 years, there won't be one demonic or one satanic or fallen angel influence upon the earth, will there? But at the end of that period, Satan is taken out of the bottomless pit and turned loose on the earth, and guess what? He has followers. He has followers. And these people know there is a God. There's not agnostic or atheist. Those are their people. There's a lot of atheists and agnostics here. I had one preacher said one time to an atheist, he said, what evil thing have you done that you don't want to believe in God? What evil practices are you practicing that you don't want to believe in God? Just think about that for a while. They don't want to be accountable, do they? But we are accountable anyway, and these people over there, there's going to be maybe millions of them that will rebel against God, and Satan will be turned out, and guess who these nations are in the end? You know who they're going to be? Islamic nations. That influence of Satan is still going to be through there for 1,000 years. It's going to be in volition in the human race. They're going to be born people. The earth is going to be populated. The Jehovah Witnesses say today, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to go to the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God, to get to the kingdom of God, you've got the millennial kingdom, you've got to go through the tribulation period. Do you want to go through there? Ooh, the Mia, not me. Well, they're going to be. And what are going to be the destiny of the good angels? Well, they're going to be guards at the angels of the New Jerusalem, all 12 gates. There's going to be angelic guards there. What are the destiny of the evil angels? Matthew 25, verse 41, is going to be the lake of fire. That's the story. Do you have any questions? Randall, you got a question? You probably have some I can't answer. Sharon? Doesn't the volition of man and angels doesn't just make your head spin?
But he trusted us.
Yeah. But God, in all of his sovereignty, chose to make man and angels sovereign over their destinies. That's something. Brother Roger, you have a question? All right. Brother Roger, can you dismiss us in prayer?
Father, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here to hear more information about your word. Guide us and direct us as we take this information in and apply it to our lives. Be with us as we leave here and go out about our life. Amen.